Staying motivated while motivating others. Leadership Toolbox podcast transcript. Centennial Student Union and Student Activities, the Minnesota State University, Mankato. Think of the most dynamic and positive person you know. Do you look forward to interacting with them? Do they excel in school or in their job? Do they have an active social life? Odds are that if you answered yes to all of the three questions, the person you have in mind is a highly motivated individual. Motivation, by definition, is the act of giving motive or a movement towards action. My name is Matthew Lexon, president of the Minnesota State Student Association, and the goal of this podcast is to help you continue to give yourself the motive and how to move others around you towards that action. So how do I stay motivated? Now, for many leaders, getting motivated to take on a task or project is not difficult, but when the obstacles arise, that positive movement forward, your motivation can waver. It can become stalled, and the key to motivation is movement. It is change. You may have noticed in the introduction above that the key words in the definition of the word motivation are act, movement, and action. Here are some tips to help keep you moving and to keep you motivated. Find the good. Sometimes it's easy to forget the reasons why we are immersing ourselves in a project or task. If this happens and you're not feeling as motivated as you were before you began, it is essential for you to take a step back and find the good in what you are doing. Ask yourself questions like, what is my overall goal? How may I be helping others by reaching my goal? And how does completing the task or project help me? By taking a look at what is gained by completing your project or task, you will be more encouraged to continue on toward your goal. Now make your goal known. I mentioned working toward your goal above, but just having a goal isn't enough. In order to stay motivated toward accomplishing that goal, it is important to tell others about your goal. If others are aware of the project or task that you're undertaking, you will be more likely to hold yourself accountable for completing that task. Put this into practice. Tell coworkers, friends, professors, and family about the goal, about what your goal is, and how you plan on attaining it. Now have fun with it. If you make a list with items that range from cleaning your bedroom to going to a movie with friends, what are you more motivated to do? For most of us, we would choose the movie with friends or the other fun items on the list over cleaning our bedroom any day, right? Now, this shows us that we're motivated to take part in the activities that are fun. Translate this idea into your projects and tasks that require more motivation. Listen to upbeat music while working. Eat a snack or treat that reminds you of being a kid and take some time for motion. Stretching or a short walk will circulate more oxygen throughout your body, allowing you to feel refreshed. Next is reward yourself. How do you lure a mouse through a complicated maze? How do you reward a puppy for learning how to sit or stay? The obvious answer is with a treat. The same principle applies to people who might need a little motivation when working toward a goal or finishing a certain task. It's practically the same thing. Well, maybe without all the fur or drooling, but the principle is the same. If you have completed a project or have reached a goal recently, then reward yourself. Whether it be a cookie, a night at the movies, or maybe a new pair of shoes, you need to take the time to congratulate yourself. Celebrate your small victories. This positive reinforcement will keep you motivated when you get stressed or feel a little less than motivated. So how do I keep those around me motivated? Well, motivating yourself may be an easy task for some, but keeping others motivated can be more difficult because we do not have the control over the actions of others. Let me repeat this. You do not have control over the actions of others. As a leader, remembering this fact is important. But that doesn't mean you cannot influence their actions. Here are some helpful tips on keeping those around you motivated. Number one, get excited and walk the walk. I'd like you to think back once again to the person before that I had you picture. Are they excited about their work? Of course they are. Excitement is infectious. So when motivating others, it is important to portray a level of excitement that others will want to emulate. It is as simple as going to work, a class, or an event with a smile on your face, or by greeting others with a positive attitude. If people see that you're excited to be there, then there's a better chance that they'll share in your excitement. Along with portraying your excitement to others, it's vital to remember that the people around you are more likely to be motivated toward completing a project or task if you are. For example, if you want people to get excited about volunteering in an elementary school science fair, then say things like, I remember when I entered fifth grade science fair and had so much fun making a plaster volcano, okay? So that might be a bit much, but if you show interest and excitement about an event, then your coworkers or group members will be more likely to attend as well. Keep everyone in the know. Now, as a leader of a team, group, or organization, it's easy to take on the burden of knowledge for the whole team. But it's important to share that information with the people with whom you're working. This will be more likely to take on responsibility, or they'll be more likely to take on responsibility with more gusto if you're willing to share the ideas and your decisions before you're making them. By not leaving them in the dark, you're showing them the respect that could be just a little motivation they need. It's a transparency. Alas, the little things that count. Finally, remember your P's and T's. That's right, your P's and T's, the pleases and thank yous. Don't forget how far a little common courtesy can go. I can't stress this enough. Think of how nice it is just to have someone ask you if you could please do something for them. Or think of how much you can enjoy being told thank you for the hard work you do. If you thank the members of your team, group, or organization, they will know they're appreciated and may be more motivated to do their job. Of course, these tips and pointers are not foolproof and won't work with everyone. But give it a shot and see what kind of change you can help to move forward in your schoolwork, career, and personal life. In closing, I encourage you to be the most dynamic and positive person. Give yourself motive and move others around you toward action. You make a difference. This podcast was presented by Student Activities at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Thank you for listening, and I hope you review other ship leadership tools as you grow into the person of influence.